Gracias, señor vicepresidente.
Thank you, Vice President. Mexico thanks St. Lucia for its national report and welcomes also the detailed oral presentation this morning. It is grateful to the response to Mexico's written questions. Mexico welcomes the existence of a social policy and particularly that policy's focus on vulnerable groups. We also acknowledge, nonetheless, the resource constraints faced by the state. With this in mind, we welcome the adoption in 2014 of the Food Security and Nutrition Policy aimed at cutting hunger and improving access to affordable, nutritious, safe and high-quality food. We do acknowledge the challenges faced by St. Lucia and as such do commend efforts being taken to modernise infrastructure for health service provision, as well as progress made in access to housing and water. When it comes to the institutional framework, we welcome the establishment in 2012 of the National Action Child Protection Committee. With regard to legislative progress, Mexico welcomes the enactment of the Labour Code, which sets the basic standards for enjoyment of labour rights. We also wish to underscore the drafting of laws on the rights of the child and domestic violence. Here, Mexico urges St. Lucia to pursue these efforts with a view to strengthening the appropriate legal framework. We also welcome the information supplied on the parliamentary debates concerning the death penalty. Building on the noteworthy progress achieved by St. Lucia, Mexico would make the following recommendations in a respectful and constructive spirit. 1. Establish a national human rights institution in line with the Paris Principles. 2. Take all necessary steps to eliminate in law and practice violence against women and corporal punishment against children. 3. Pursue efforts to adopt the necessary measures with a view to abolishing the death penalty. Lastly, Mexico wishes to reiterate its recommendation to step up efforts to accede to international instruments to which St. Lucia is not yet a party, and to strengthen cooperation with the universal human rights system, with a view to fostering compliance with obligations under those instruments. I thank you.